This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
It was good. I thought we, it was good to see another scheme, another team, and thought we did well. Move the ball up and down the field, score in the red zone, you know, made some mistakes, but cleaned it up and had a good 2-minute drive to finish. So I thought it was good.
And it's good. Nice, Ben. I like that. Yeah, because this is kind of a football Friday, a little bit. It is a Friday. It is a Friday, and we're going to discuss football. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Ben. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, everybody. It is a football Friday.
It is.
It is
me,
indeed.
It is.
I'm more amped up for this preseason game than I have any right to be. As you know, I've been walking around at a fever pitch, both metaphorically and literally, because yesterday I almost had heat stroke because C.J. Stroud was standing at the podium with a winter cap on, for God knows what reason.
Just the visual of looking at him in a winter cap took your body temp up another 5 degrees.
I was already kind of miserable and feeling ashamed of myself for feeling exhausted from standing around for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But hey, I had to sit and talk for 4 hours before I stood and,
that's right,
and
people
watched for 2 hours.
Forget that. When we're out there, I mean, they're
that's
out there.
Yeah.
We were putting in the work before all those people that got out there.
6 hours of relatively sedentary activity, if that is indeed a phrase.
Man.
Sedentary activity can wear you out in the heat.
Dude, that chin wagging, man.
Yeah, 2/3 of that sedentary activity was out in the heat yesterday.
Yeah, it's true. It's
so
true.
This is, you know what's fun is, we watched the joint practice yesterday. I don't know where you wanted to go with this segment, Sean, but this is where
joint
I'm
practice
starting.
Training okay, camp cool. Joint practice takeaways.
And so this is the thing, it's like watching a joint practice and trying to take in everything. It's the old what I say to you, Sean, all the time: if you try to watch everything, you end up watching nothing at all.
Yeah
The starting defense and the starting offense are both out on the field at the same time.
Yep.
And it's almost like watching two movies at the same time.
It is.
And then immediately after being like, here's how everything went. They're like, why did Michael Corleone do that? I don't know. It's because Deborah Winger wanted to date a naval officer. I don't it had something to do with that.
Is he watching A Few Good Men while watching The Godfather?
So yeah. Afterwards, I try to, you know, a lot of good people, both fans and the media, do a really good job of documenting the drives and everything. And I kind of use that as my notes. But it's interesting because depending on when somebody might have checked in on social media yesterday, there are a lot of people that thought it went really poorly for the offense because early in practice, C.J. Stroud had gotten frustrated here. He'd thrown an interception there. If you had checked in at a different time, you see that C.J. Stroud was like 75% completion, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. It was a brilliant day for the offense. That's the trouble with these joint practices or any scrimmage at all where there's no score kept. They just, if you want to, you can look at it through any lens that you want to look at. I did see some very promising things out of the offense in terms of pass protection. Still a work in progress with the offensive line in terms of the run. I guess I'll say all 11 because all 11 people are involved in the run game. But the run game didn't look as good as the pass game. But I think for what's the raw nerve for all of us, the pass protection?
Oh, for sure.
The run
sure.
game's related to the pass protection, but still, we just don't want to see CJ lose a kidney at this young age.
I'm just, right.
I don't need CJ on dialysis to get ready for a game.
Age 24, yeah. Happy birthday, CJ. Here's your new dialysis machine. It's so funny you bring up the run game, because one of the, I'm just thinking, you're right, you dip in on social media, and it's schizophrenic. Like, yeah. It's either the worst practice ever or the best practice ever, and there was one video some fan took there of a run play that Nick Chubb looked like he had a little bit of wiggle, and then they kind of stopped, and then he just keeps going, and they're like, Nick Chubb, going to have a big comeback season.
I thought Nick Chubb wasn't as explosive as he used to be, but look at him here, running for a long distance, but clearly not as explosive as he used
to be. So for the benefit, of people who, A, are up at 6:04 a.m., and B, got all their opinions on the practice yesterday, all these divergent opinions on social media. Uh-huh. What is the Seth C. Payne summary report card for joint practice?
And again,
yesterday?
Yes, and a lot of this was me looking at some of the people that I like.
Respect.
Some of the fans that are in the stands, and I won't name any of them because I'll forget. If you follow my social media feed, I retweet these guys. I try to. You combine it all together, and we had a better view of the defense than the fans did. So, because the Texans defense was working on the middle field there, where the Texans offense was working closest to the fans.
Well, and some of the fans had a better view of the offense
than
we did, because the players made a wall there.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So, even the one Nico Collins touchdown, I got a really good shot because of somebody who, it was the Texans video. But the pass protection was great.
Yep.
And there were times where the pass protection was really good.
I know the exact play you're talking about. I'm like, it gets to like 2 seconds with CJ back there. I'm like, something's going to happen. Yeah. Like, I've been so conditioned in this camp. I've been so conditioned in this camp for him not to be able to just stand back there and survey the field that you're right. It was really good on that play.
You know what I went to, too, is the Panthers. Two fan bases that are pretty much, you know, not the most vicious of fan bases between the Panthers and the Texans. Talking smack about the other team all over the place. So I thought some pretty even-handed analysis from the fans of both the Panthers and the Texans. Panthers fans, many of them were distraught that they couldn't get a pass rush going versus this offensive line, this Texans offensive line. So I like that. At the same time, I say, well, they had good pass protection. But it's that Panthers defensive line.
Yeah. You know, it's a Friday. I choose to look glass half full.
My 35,000-foot view of things. Will Anderson was very critical of the defense and himself because they made a lot of mistakes in terms of jumping off sides, penalties, some things that hurt them just from a let's clean this up standpoint. They allowed some big passes, though, too. Some of them were, I'll be honest, really nice throws by Bryce Young.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, it was very much a reminder for me, when a 123-pound, 5'2" quarterback gets drafted, the Gymkhana quarterback gets drafted number one overall, there's a reason for it. He does. When he throws with anticipation, when he has time to throw, when he has
Ted McMillan
the rookie to throw to, he made some beautiful. So some of the deep shots were contested.
Beat Stingley on
the
deep shot.
Some of them, but the Stingley one wasn't as contested,
at least,
what I could see. It was more just he had a good angle on it. There might have been a safe. That's the other one, though, too. Anytime, if Stingley's getting beat on a crosser, there's a good chance that maybe a safety was supposed to be in support.
No doubt.
So without seeing the all-22,
I
don't have, that's what made me most nervous about the defense yesterday was some of those things where the deep shots or even some of the smaller completions, but where receivers or tight ends were wide open.
Yeah.
So that's where I start to worry. Was it a linebacker? Was it a safety?
Mm-hmm.
Safety is a very sensitive topic right now for the Texans. That's my one area of concern is that the defense is always going to make huge plays, but just like last year, they undid some of the great things they did with big plays allowed. All in all, though, I'm not concerned at all about the defense. I came away more impressed with Bryce Young than anything else. Now, if Bryce Young had to go through a whole game of tackle football, and he had the likes of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and so forth hitting him, that's where the size becomes an issue.
That is the thing. If I'm a Panthers fan, I'm feeling optimistic, way more optimistic now than I did this time a year ago about Bryce Young. So more optimistic than I did in November last year about Bryce Young. He put together a nice last 6 weeks or so of the season. That's the problem, though, to your point. 5'2", 123, exaggeration alert.
Yeah.
But the small quarterback, he can look awesome in training camp. It's always going to be lurking around the corner, that size thing. Like, it's always going to be, he can be amazing. He's never not going to be 5'9".
And including, too, look, size for a long time, for height for quarterbacks was overrated in a lot of respects. It is still a factor, and shorter quarterbacks will tell you that. Tall quarterbacks are throwing blind a good percentage of the time. Shorter quarterbacks are throwing blind a lot.
Yeah.
Remember, Brock Purdy's not even that short. He's maybe 6'1".
Yeah.
But he said about 60% of the time, he's not seeing the target when he's throwing
it. Just looks so tiny out there.
So when you get into game situations and a pocket is, even if there's no sacks, but the pocket is compressed and collapsing, that's where it gets interesting. But I was impressed with Bryce Young yesterday. On the offensive side of the ball, I thought the Panthers defense, without J.C. Horn out there, did a good job of limiting the deep shots by the Texans. But that's what we saw last year. You know, teams are going to try to take away the deep ball. Can you take advantage of everything else in the shorter and intermediate game and then in the run game? I thought the Texans, C.J. Stroud in the ones, did a good job with the short passing game, with the intermediate passing game. If you don't get a deep ball, you don't get a deep ball. That's the way it goes.
Yep.
But you also, if that's the game that teams are going to play, I want to see a run game. And I didn't, I keep inhaling I was listening to Will Anderson audio before we came on, and I think that's why I'm trying to keep pace with his.
Go at your own pace.
So, Sean, the run game, it is better in some regards in that you don't see as many unblocked penetrating defensive linemen into the backfield. At the same time, though, I didn't really see a dominant push all that often. And you combine that with the fact that I don't know what Nick Chubb is. I don't know if we really will know what Nick Chubb is until we see him playing tackle football.
Damian Pierce isn't practicing.
Damian Pierce is out there in slides and a backpack.
Yeah.
He looked like Bryce Young did last year when he showed up to camp with that big oversized backpack.
I
thought Damian Pierce was some college kid out observing or something.
That's and Christian Harris, too, didn't practice yesterday.
So they really need Joe Mixon back. I think Joe Mixon would fare better versus this Texans offensive line than he did last year, and he did pretty well last year, but a lot of it was self-made or self-created. I do think there have been some improvements, but you also just, you don't have a genuine tier one starter out there at running back right now.
Text message early on here. Seth, I know we aren't supposed to get too high off of anything we see at camp. Is there anything you are currently low on? Are you waiting for the game tomorrow to make any judgments on the bad? What was bad that you saw?
I feel like I went over the things that were bad, or at least that are still a concern. And a lot of them are the things that we've been talking about this all offseason. The defense, to be genuinely elite, needs to eliminate some of these deep shots and some of these big plays they're allowing in the run and the pass game. And we saw that bubble up a little bit yesterday. Offensively, the offensive line has been a huge talking point. But you got to include the tight ends and the running backs when it comes to pass protection or run blocking. You have to include the wide receivers as well. I think they've made improvements in the run game, but it's not there yet. Part of that is I just want Joe Mixon out there. They've made a lot of improvement in the quick game, I think. So last year, the first five games, Bobby Slowick almost just seemed aghast that teams would play so much. Take the top off the offense type of like conservative defense and didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I think Nick Haley understands the assignment and wants to attack all areas of the field. I think they've shown progress there. I think that Woody Marks in pass protection has been kind of a revelation for a rookie running back. One of the things that keeps them off the field at times, especially if he's a pass catching running back, is, all right, if you got Woody Marks in the backfield and he doesn't know what he's doing in pass protection, then teams are going to they're going to blitz the heck out of you, and it lets them know a little bit more of what you can and cannot do. If you've got a running back back there who's actually good in pass protection, then, all right, is he going to stay in and block? Are they going to release him right away? It adds an extra wrinkle that makes it a lot more difficult for the defense. I'm optimistic about him. He's a smart rookie, I think.
The running backs in general had a good game doing that on Saturday against the Vikings. They were good. If that's just one little kind of under-the-radar wrinkle they shore up, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I would say, again, with the offensive line, I turned and I said to Paul Gallant, and I wasn't joking, but he laughed because it's a funny joke, except I pathetically meant it, which is they had a meager run. They got like 2 yards, it's no tackle. Who knows?
Second
maybe it
would
have been 3 or something. I said, well, it's second and 8 instead of second and 12.
Hell yeah.
That's something. Last year it would have been second and 12.
That's a factual thing.
Second and 12 or a caused fumble or something.
Yes.
So that, without playing full tackle football, et cetera, they're just a cleaner operation on offense.
Yep.
It's a cleaner operation on the offensive line than it was last year. And it's going to take some time to develop these things. But it's a work in progress still.
The good news is you have a defense that gives you a lot, should allow you some time to get your sea legs early in the season if you're the offense. All right, Payne and Pendergast off and running on a Friday, a football. We're going to call it a football Friday today because we got the Texans and the Panthers.
I don't know why you're fighting it.
NRG Stadium, because usually it's sponsored.
Oh, yeah. Sean doesn't show up for less
and it may very well be once the season starts, but there you go. Let's circle over to the Astros. They were off yesterday, and yet a very good day. They got a favor done by a friend in the American League, but they're going to slap that friend in the face for the next 3 days. We will discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Big thanks to the Baltimore Orioles, who for the second day in a row took the Mariners to the woodshed. Well, they beat them 5-3. Good enough.
Yes.
5-3. Any score of a one run more than the other team works for us. 5-3, the Orioles. Why is that significant? Because the Astros now have a tiny bit more daylight between them and the Seattle Mariners, who had gotten into a virtual tie with the Astros earlier this week. But Astros beat the Red Sox on Wednesday night. Mariners lose in a walk-off to the Orioles. And then Astros off yesterday, but the Orioles get the job done. So 1.5 games. And the Astros will thank the Orioles by slapping them around for the next 3 days over at Daikin Park. Thank you very much for beating the Mariners. Here is your prize.
Thank you.
Getting slapped in the face by Framber Valdez tonight.
Will they get slapped in the face by Framber, or will be Framber slapping himself in the face
tonight.
Going
psychotically
weird on the...
Okay. Framber's back. That's what I'm feeling.
We've got the... There's a Baltimore radio host doing his morning show from one of our accessory studios now.
Oh, let's give him a wedgie.
Like 20 yards
let's
down
haze
the hall.
Him. Yeah.
He must be, I don't know why he would travel. I don't think he's traveling because of the huge series versus the Astros.
He must be. No, they were a seller at the deadline.
He must be involved with the broad. He must be with a play-by-player.
Let's barge in and ask him during the next break.
We might could get him on at the, they're probably done an hour.
On the 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Do a little preview?
Yeah.
That could be fun. That's the least he can do for us letting him use our studio over there.
I got
there.
Booted out, and this morning I was doing some work in there.
That's your prep studio.
And they said, and like the Captain Mickey's producer there said, "Hey Seth, sorry, but and I'm like, "Oh, it's Baltimore. They own us. Might as well." Because they probably do the Ravens too. It's just the Ravens.
They probably
us around again.
They probably do.
Well, let's just call it Christmas. I'm gonna go give him some. I'll just put some mistletoe up and smooch him on
That's
the cheek.
That's true, man. I was about to go over and haze the guy, and then I forgot that his football team beats us by multiple touchdowns.
He's going to run a zone read on me, and I'm going to get stuck floundering about.
Man. That's not a bad idea. We should go. Okay. We should go ask the guy if he wants to pop on with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So
everybody, hold tight. Coming up at 9, a guy
from
Baltimore to be named
just
later.
Just me and you chopping it up here is all. the Astros. Look, their schedule the rest of the month goes like this: 3 versus Baltimore, 3 at Detroit. And Detroit's not as hot as they were at the beginning of the year, but they're still very good, obviously. 4 at Baltimore, 3 versus Colorado at home, and then 3 versus the Angels. The Astros need to do some work here over the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
These are, other than Detroit, these are bad baseball teams.
Yes.
And I mean, I know the Angels have been a little better than people expected, but they're still the Angels, and you've got them at home. You got to slap these guys around. The Mariners have the Mets for 3 in New York starting tonight. The Mets have been horrible in the month of August so far. But then they're at Philly. Philly's a good team. Then the Athletics. I don't know what the Athletics record is. I just know the last time the Astros played them, they got swept and got outscored 32-7. So I'm assuming the Athletics are a juggernaut right now. I'm not going to look at the standings. I'm just going to go by what I saw at Daikin Park a couple of weeks ago. And then San Diego, who's leading the Dodgers right now in the NL West, and then Cleveland. So I think Mariners got a little bit of a tougher slate the rest of the month. The Astros, I mean, that's 15 games. You got 15 games, 9 of them are at home. They're largely against bad baseball teams. You got to go 10-5, man. You got to go 10-5 in those 15 games.
And
I don't care about all these guys are on the injured list, and when is Yordan going to come back? You're better than most of these baseball teams.
You know, roughly since the trade deadline, I'm just looking at the splits. Let's say the last 14 days, the power has awakened a little bit in the lineup compared to where they've been, but just a smidgen. But we've seen specifically Correa, and that you might be getting the best version of Correa. That's probably what I'm most excited about for the second half of the season. I'm still more nervous than excited about the returning pitchers until I see a classic Javier performance, or until I see Arrigetti really get back control of his command.
Yeah.
Command of his control.
Who's
and
the
so
three?
Forth.
Who's the three? If you had to go into, I was thinking about this yesterday, like, okay, if I'm going to go full, like, glass half empty, and this Yordan hand injury that just keeps, it feels like a can that keeps getting kicked down the road.
Yeah.
If it turns out he can't come back, and Josh Hader, if he's done for the season, which it's, my gut feeling is bad on Josh Hader right now, and you're going to be running in center field with Chaz or Jacob Melton because Jake Meyer's calf, In other words, if this is your squad, like Gene Hackman in Hoosiers, that's my team.
Right.
This is my team. Is this team good enough to win a World Series?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've gone through the exercise of, in any given year, the favorites are the favorites for a reason, but the teams have won the World Series very recently and against the Astros at times, having the 15th best offense, having the fifth or sixth, seventh best pitching staff. That's about where the Astros are right now. And yeah, that you can win a World Series that way. It just makes it a whole lot more random.
Yeah.
So the upside would be, I think that this last third of the season, they could perform better than what their season stats are right now. The Correa offensive bump and boost, it's not just a sentimental thing. His moving to third base, he said it's just so much less physically taxing that I think you, with him not feeling as banged up and bruised and tired and at the plate in a place where he's really, really comfortable, I don't think it's overly optimistic to think that you're going to get the better version of him than what he was showing offensively in the first half of the season.
I'm with you. They can win a World Series. You know, obviously, you know, mathematically possible for sure. But like, can win, it means like you feel like, okay, you're fired up to get behind them to head into the postseason. And I would be. I'd be nervous about some things. Now, here's where I would get nervous. If you're in a series where there's going to be a game three, you know, you get into a game three of a 2 out of 3 wild card round, or, you know, hopefully they get a bye and you start out in the ALDS, best of 5. Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, I'm supremely confident in. And I know they've both been up and down lately, but Hunter Brown looks like he's figured some things out. He wasn't as dominant on Wednesday night as he was in June. You know, I think he had 4 strikeouts and 3 walks. So it wasn't vintage Hunter Brown, but it was, look, 6 2/3 of 1 runs. I'll take it every time. And then Framber, you know, tonight's a big start for him. It hasn't been good the last few starts. Right now, like, pretend we're in the postseason right now. We're getting into a game three with what right now is Spencer Arrighetti or Christian Javier.
Right.
Like, Jason Alexander's better than both those guys in the last 2 weeks.
In the last 2 weeks. And then when you're getting to a bullpen where I like, great effort playing above what the expectations were for much of the season. But there's very few guys out there right now that I really, really trust other than Abreu. And Abreu does the favor of making it really interesting sometimes.
He does. He keeps it saucy. Yeah.
He either makes you the most confident. You know what it is? We're in a toxic relationship with Brian Abreu. Because there's times where I feel like when he's out on the mound, I'm like, oh, how could I ever doubt him? He's rock solid. Nobody's going to put a bat on that anywhere near that ball. And then there's other times where I'm like, the world might be collapsing right now.
You're preaching to the choir. If you recall, I got skewered for a tweet earlier this season, I think back in June, where I said, Brian Abreu is the worst pitcher I've ever seen with an ERA under 2.5.
Yeah, that was I almost went clown emoji on you on that one.
Okay, Chandler. Yeah.
You're a little bit like McClain when you're tweeting a game. It's not the actual rational Sean.
No.
It's just you shooting from the, you're tweeting Sean. Your emotions.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
I was thinking spatially at the time, man. I'm excited for this weekend against the Orioles. Let's go Astros. Let's see here. People weighing in. Mariners going to Mariner like always. We don't need to worry about them. Or Mariners going to Mariner, Seth?
I don't ever fall into that trap. Because every time, look, the Astros used to be the Disastros until they weren't.
Yeah.
I don't get fooled by the logo.
Nope.
Okay? You gotta treat your opponent with respect. Whether they're the Sacramento Athletics,
yep.
The Seattle Mariners.
Yep.
The Antifa Mariners, the cesspool Orioles, whatever you want to insult that team by, there I respect them all.
Will Framber slap himself? Someone is saying that he doesn't do
That's
that.
What I said,
oh, you did?
Yeah,
you said he'll slap. Okay,
so when you said slapping, I said, is he going to be slapping himself like a what's his name? The old reliever back in the
Ken
day, Ken Giles.
Why is there a bead on his face?
Hey, shut up.
Ben, off the top rope.
People keep asking, because not everybody listens to all 4 hours of the show, why it looks like I got punched in the face. It's because Seth Payne punched himself in the face.
Yeah.
I pulled a Ken Giles on the bridge of my nose as I was trying to I was flailing at in a particularly aggressive bee.
You were
the other day.
Unlike Ken Giles, who was mad at himself, you were flailing away at a creature that was one millionth your size.
It was worth it though, because it was a kill shot. The bee stung me on the very forearm that I had hit the bridge of my nose
hit
with.
Yourself, you killed.
And so it died as I almost broke my own nose.
You killed two things with one stone: the bridge of your nose and a bee.
This never happened to me before because the bee kept dive bombing me, but not stinging my head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm usually super calm around bees. I honestly, when a bee lands on me, typically I'm just like, well, it'll
you
leave
make friends
eventually.
With them.
No big deal.
Yeah.
You know, just don't make any wild movements. And there I was, wildly thrashing about because this bee kept like hitting my head, like dive-bombing my head.
It's a sociopath.
But not
bee.
Stinging me. Yeah, like it was messing with me.
Right.
It was bullying me.
Yeah. I think that bee, even though it died, feels like it won. It got a human being to hit himself and break.
It probably did.
You broke skin on your face.
I think I had somehow rustled about a nest or
That's
something.
That's a win for the bee. I'm gonna go boxing judge here.
Yeah.
The bee wins. I know he died.
Yeah, that's his whole purpose in life, is to protect the queen.
Right.
So, and he drove me away from wherever that
queen
that,
was. Yeah. Split decision. Wherever the hive was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Split decision. Text message. Guys, Christian Harris has been running with the ones. He didn't practice yesterday. Any reason?
What are you talking about, running with the ones? He's been in walkthroughs with the
walkthroughs
ones.
Walkthroughs with the ones. He says Christian Harris has been with the ones. I paraphrase. I stuck running with in there.
He's been in walkthroughs.
With the ones.
And doing some like positional drills and stuff. Non-padded practice.
But he's been participating in stuff, I think is the gist of the text.
Yeah.
He didn't practice yesterday. Any reason? I think just an abundance of caution.
Yeah, they're taking it super slow and easy. Don't read into any of the linebackers right now running with the ones. That's not that of all the positions where I would say don't read too much into it. They've got a lot of different skill sets, but also really a lot of linebackers with potential. But I think that at any given time, you're going to see, let's see Azeez Alshire and Henry Toa start. If Christian Harris, let's say hypothetically, comes back 100% healthy, you're going to see EJ Speed. You're going to see Christian Harris. You're going to see Jamal Hill. I think we'll see. Jamal Hill's got a lot of potential.
Linebacker, don't read into the ones, or the read into the ones level is very, very low with that. Where is it with the offensive line right now?
Oh, reading into the ones.
Blake Fisher
was out there with the ones some yesterday. I don't read into that at all. I think they're giving Titus Howard a break.
Mm-hmm.
The Ariante Ursary running with the ones has been so consistent since Cam Robinson got injured that you read into that.
The only non-running with the ones Ariante Ursary was doing was early in camp, where he ran with the threes at left tackle.
Yeah.
He was with the ones at right tackle, and it felt like they were just kind of making sure he kept his, kept his feet wet at the left tackle.
Yeah,
just so he could, visualize and whatnot. Now he's your one at the left tackle because of Cam Robinson's
injury. What I read more into is the fact that Ariante Ursary only played 10 snaps in the preseason game.
That's treated like a vet.
Yeah. I mean,
a vet.
Other guys are out there. Jalen Noel played a lot more than the first series. A lot of veterans played more than the first series. You look at different positions. Well,
Derek Fisher played until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Fisher.
Did I say Derek Fisher? Yeah. Blake Fisher. Oh, my God. Derek Fisher. I would love to stick Derek. I would love to stick.
You out
I hate
night.
Derek Fisher. I would love to stick him out there at right tackle in an NFL
Derek
game.
Derek Fisher played the entire game and then went home with an assistant coach's wife.
Where did I get? Exactly. Derek Fisher. He stole the right tackle position. He stole right tackle from Titus Howard and then stole Mrs. Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the text page for the name Derek on here. Where the hell did that? Did you cough on me before the show?
It was just you thinking of Derek Fisher.
Oh, my God.
You caught the Seth Payne disease.
Yeah.
What's it called? Confabulating things, yeah.
Confabulating?
Is that the word?
I don't know.
No,
but
confabulating is when you make up a memory.
Conflating?
No. Transposing, maybe.
Transposing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
two
whatever.
Names, whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, Ben, look that up for me.
Payne and Pendergast.
Use ChatGPT. I'm told that's what the big deal is these days.
Yeah, I've been using it a lot.
Use the advanced.
I've been creating a lot of funny images on it.
Use better Google. That's all it is. All right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to a computer engineer the other day about, he was like livid about just like the characterization of AI and everything. Oh, yeah, look at me. I didn't understand a thing he was saying. He was explaining how people are using the term AI really inaccurately in a lot of respects and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, bro. I am besides myself with rage over this very thing that you're talking about. I understand everything.
You were the early
everything you're saying.
You were the early adopter of AI on this show.
Uh-huh.
You were.
I,
are you off of it now?
No. I still use it for, you know what? I use it for advice at times. I was acting irrationally a little bit with Brandy a couple months ago. And I suspected I was acting irrationally. Yep. I didn't know at the time. I was mad about something.
Yeah.
And I talked through it with Gemini. And Gemini gave me some good advice about how maybe I was overreacting to something. Right. And I said, well, what are some things I could say to Brandy? And it gave me like three questions or three things that we could talk about.
Okay.
And it worked it out. It worked
AI.
Out well.
AI yeah. saved your marriage.
Yes. And then I said, how can I parlay this into an intimate episode?
And?
And then I gave me the whole disclaimer of like, well, ethically, blah,
oh,
blah, blah,
I know,
blah, blah.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I did? This annoys me about Gemini. Tries to big bro me a little bit. Because
mm-hmm.
I was just curious. It's a Gemini. I'm just curious. I weigh 250 pounds. Could I get my daily protein requirements if I had to from nothing but peanut butter sandwiches for a couple days?
And
I get like the first two paragraphs are
like warning
well,
you.
Protein isn't the only nutrient required for blah, blah, blah.
You know, you need 2,000 calories a day.
I asked you a simple damn question, Mom.
Yeah.
All right?
Thanks.
I wouldn't advise it because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I just want to know when you turn into the Food and Drug Administration.
If you want
a
little bit more hardcore, you just go to Grok. Yeah. Grok will tell you that, and then I'll be like, and would you also like to know how to make a bomb in your bathtub?
It offers it up. Wait, there's more.
You know what? You want to know how to steal some peanut butter? I got you, bro.
I got you. Oh, man. All right, headlines coming up next. Texans joint practice. We'll circle back to the Astros. Hey, the schedule's out for the Rockets. We've got the key dates for you. For what is going to be one of the most fun Rocket seasons we've had in a long, long time. We've got that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to headlines. Texans joint practice yesterday against the with the Carolina Panthers. They'll be going against the Carolina Panthers in a game on Saturday, tomorrow. Noon kickoff. Seth and I've got you for Texans Countdown starting at 9 a.m. Here was DeMeco Ryans yesterday. He was asked if the process, I mean, we're almost all the way through the training camp practices. We're like 80% of the way through the practices now at training camp. Is the selection process to get down to 53 on the roster intensifying?
For me, you know, I honestly am not thinking about the 53, just thinking about guys getting better. And that process, when it comes to for us to select 53 guys, you know, after our third preseason game, we'll tackle that process when it gets there. But right now, what I love about our team, we got a ton of competitive dudes all across the board on our team. And I would love to keep all these guys around because, you know, it just means a lot to me because knowing all the work, the sacrifice they put in, right, to make this team and to make themselves better, and I don't take that lightly. So that process will happen. It's always a tough process to dwindle it down to 53 guys when there's always more than 53 guys who are deserving of making the team.
I really, really liked that quote for this reason, is that I don't know how most teams operate, and you get a hint of this in Hard Knocks sometimes, but I think most fans, or and me myself as a fan, kind of always think of it as like this running 53-man roster and a depth chart and everything.
Dude,
and
I do a projection right, every week.
And there's a day-by-day, because we do that as fans on the outside looking in,
yeah,
that you're day-by-day, oh, this guy's on the roster right now. No, this guy isn't. I love that DeMeco and Nick make it their process that, look, we don't want to – you start evaluating guys every single day like a sum total evaluation – and that's where you start creating stories in your head and you start to have biases or you start to think one guy's ahead of another and it gives you blind spots. So I think this is where Caserio probably is really helpful because he, you know, some of the books that he's advised that I read are all about overcoming your own personal biases or preconceptions about things. And that's really critical when you're trying to evaluate players. It's like the difference between being a day trader and a more conservative investor.
Yep.
If you follow the stocks every single day, you don't actually really genuinely care about the long-term future of the any individual company. But with a player, you want the long-term future. What is this player?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't make a snap judgment every single day on it. So I like that. I think a lot of people would hear that answer and think, oh, yeah, DeMeco says he doesn't know like what the 53 is going to look like. Okay. I 100% believe what he said there.
It's funny you say that because I heard that, you know, I watched the press conference yesterday. I didn't go to the press conference. I watched the press conference yesterday. I was at practice. I was flipping burgers when the press conference was going on with Cal. But I watched it afterwards, and I just admitted that I am that person. Yeah. I'm power ranking everything, and I'm going to do a 53-man roster projection on Monday for the Houston Press. Like, that's the mindset I'm in. The first 10 seconds of that answer, I felt the way that you said people probably feel about hearing that. I'm like, yeah, right. And then when he explained it, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I believed him after that. And not only to make a lot of sense, I'm like, man, that is a really good way to go about it,
too. One of my favorite lines from a coach I ever had was my college coach, Jim Hoffer. And he would give speeches about whipping Mother Nature's ass. You got to whip Mother Nature's ass. Now, in a football player context, it's, you know, fatigue and overcoming that. On the mental side of things, it's whipping Mother Nature's ass. Your nature is to jump to conclusions, is to make assumptions. As a coach, it's your preconceptions. And you see it in the NFL all the time. As a player, it was always really frustrating for me as a veteran player when I would see some young guys that I thought, like, there might be a rookie free agent offensive tackle that I thought was way better than the third round pick. And meanwhile, I see the offensive line coach just berating or ignoring this rookie free agent. I'm like, these guys just don't, they've already got the book written on them.
Yep.
They're not seeing what we're playing, like what we're feeling playing against. Like, this kid's got something to him.
Right.
But they've already got it locked in their head that, like, nope, the guy that's 6'6", 335 pounds, is a freaking wimp, but we won't admit it.
Right.
Like, that's the guy.
Yep.
And so, like, fighting against that tendency to just make assumptions and make hasty conclusions. It's tough, but it takes discipline.
Yep. Texans Panthers tomorrow noon here on Sports Radio 610. We just talked about the Astros a bunch in the previous segment. The only headline there really is the Orioles coming to town this weekend. The Astros a game and a half up thanks to the Baltimore Orioles, who they come to town this weekend. What do? They beat the Mariners yesterday to help the Astros out in the standings. The Mariners are in New York to take on the Mets for three games. So we are officially in scoreboard watching season. The Mariners have made it as such, as have the Astros, by not being as good as they were in the months of June and July. So that'll happen tonight. Orioles Astros over at Daikin Park. The Rockets schedule is out, Seth.
Yeah.
Actually,
just real quick, just to sum it up, yeah. For Fromber, he's allowed 9 runs in the last 2 games.
Yeah,
we've seen Fromber reel it back in before. I think hopefully he had a deep dive with a sports psychologist, and he goes out there and boom, here we go.
Yep. So we'll see. The one against Boston was just, to me, I write that off as just a horrible, horrible inning.
Yeah.
It's the last start he had that was more troubling, where it was just he just wasn't good from start to finish. So, yeah, we need a big one from Fromber tonight. He's on the mound for the Astros. Schedule release for the NBA. This is the most I've looked forward to a schedule release for basketball in quite some time, with Kevin Durant now being a Houston Rocket. The Rockets are getting 28 games on national television this year, which is the fifth most. It's for some context, 2-3 years ago when they got zero. Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, like...
That's a big difference.
It's a difference of 28.
That's an infinity percentage.
Undefined, yeah.
Holy crap.
28 games on national TV. Only 4 teams have more games on national TV. The Lakers, the Warriors, the Knicks, and the Thunder. So
this is you know what who this is really good for? Not that this is what he cares about, but Amen Thompson. And I think right now, Amen Thompson is the guy that all the NBA insiders are telling people, showing how smart they are by pointing out that, like, hey, listen, this Amen Thompson... I'll tell you what, you got to keep an eye on him.
Great point.
There will be eyeballs on Amon Thompson.
The world's about to catch up to you, smarty pants. Yeah. Season opener is against the Thunder on Tuesday, October the 21st. I believe that's the opening night of the season as a whole. Home opener is 3 days later, Friday the 24th against Detroit. In case you're wondering when guys are coming back to the building, I'll throw him in here. Cam Whitmore is returning on November the 12th. You know Cam Whitmore's going to want to come back here for the Wizards wanting to drop 40.
Uh-huh.
He's going to put up my over-under on number of shots Cam Whitmore puts up in his return to face the Rockets, 39.5.
He may have forced a trade already by that point.
That's true. Jalen Green makes his return, and Dylan Brooks, I'll throw that in there, make their return to Toyota Center on December the 5th. Christmas Day, as we've heard, the game... They play the Lakers, the Rockets do. It's at the end of a long road trip. So who knows what version of the Rockets you're going to get on Christmas Day against the Lakers. They got a long road trip. It's the very last game of like a 5 or 6 game road trip. James Harden comes back to Toyota. I know he's been back here a bunch of times, but the Clippers play the Rockets on back-to-back nights at Toyota Center, February 10th and February 11th. Yeah, they're doing that thing now where teams play 2 games there. And the Warriors are coming here on March the 5th, I believe. I forgot to type the exact date in March, but sometime in March is when the Warriors will be coming to town. So those are all your key dates. They got a bunch of single game tickets on sale and stuff like that right now. The Rockets do. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. All right, up next, I've got 2 new... We just got done talking about, hey, man, the 53-man roster, this is how D'Amico looks at it. Here's how I look at it. I got 2 new locks for the 53-man roster. Locks based on this week. We'll have those coming up next.
I just realized Jim Hoffer's quote was you gotta whip human nature's butt, not Mother Nature.
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna try to take on Mother Nature, you gotta whip human nature's butt.
She's a woman. You don't want to do that.
I'm sorry, Jim Hoffer.
This guy's talking about hitting a woman. Come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.